Welcome back to another episode of the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane, and I'm fired up to be here today. I got a really inspiring message for everyone listening. But before I dive into it, I want to make sure that you're subscribed to my channel. Make sure you subscribe and share this message today with somebody that you know needs to change their life. Whether it's someone struggling with addiction like I once did, someone struggling with depression, somebody who just, you know, has more to give to this life, but they're not trying, they're not putting in the effort. This is one of those messages, man, that could hit home from someone and change your life forever. So before I share with you this Facebook post I read a little bit ago, I want to kind of take you back about 6-8 months ago. I was speaking at the Profit Rocket Growth Summit or the Profit Rocket event. I forgot the name of it, but it was hosted by my good friend, Victor Rancourt, and I was speaking on stage. Now, we had Marcus Luttrell from Lone Survivor share his incredible testimony. Tim Grover spoke. There was a bunch of inspiring individuals speaking. And I remember when Marcus Luttrell was talking to the audience, I noticed that he all addressed us as if we are one, like connected, right, to source. We were all one. I just remember the way he made me feel. And so as I was getting onto the stage and I was walking up the steps, it hit me that I didn't want to share my typical keynote, but I wanted to make this about people in the audience. And so I started giving people in the audience an opportunity to open up and share about their struggles, their demons, things in their life that they want to change. And they were coming up to the stage. And one of the individuals came on the stage. His name was Sean Namkena. Okay, I hope I pronounced that right. This is my brother right here, right? Sean Namkena. And he started talking about his battle with alcoholism and just the things that he hadn't done in his life that he wanted to do, the changes that he couldn't make to that point that he had wanted to change or make. And, you know, at this point, he was knocking on death's door, okay? And the fact that he had the courage to get up on stage and be vulnerable and be honest in front of hundreds, if not thousands of people, it really touched me, you know, because I saw a man who wanted to change but didn't know how. I knew what it was like to feel stuck like Sean did. That was me for over a decade. I battled with a lot of the same vices and addictions that he was struggling with. And so I gave him 6 months in the Unstoppable coaching program, free of charge. That was roughly 6 months ago, and his entire life has transformed before our eyes. He has gotten sober. He has committed himself to being healthier with his fitness, his nutrition. His whole mentality has just transformed, and he's literally come alive like never before. I watch his videos on Facebook, and he's just running as the sun's coming up, chanting and yelling in his phone, so alive. I know that feeling, and I love to see it in other people. Man, this is a guy who was literally knocking on death's door, and now he's more alive than ever before. And it literally puts tears in my eyes, right, and gives me just chills, because I know so many people never make that change. So many people want to transform their lives. They want to stop drinking. They want to eat healthier. They want to lose the weight. They want to be better parents or better lovers to their spouse, but they just struggle to make that change. It's so hard for human beings to change. And oftentimes, it takes something really scary to create that real strong desire to change and to make that commitment. And for Sean, it was knowing that he was on death's door. And I just want to read you his Facebook post real quick. He said, I just got out of my doctor visit. I'm 45-year-old hypertensive, diabetic, alcoholic who was told I was going to die if I didn't change my ways. In the past 6 months of saving my life, I have dropped around 40 pounds, quit drinking, started eating right, and working out every day to the best of my ability. I don't quit trying even when I want to give up. I keep trying to be a better me every day. Today, my doctor told me my blood pressure is the best it has ever been and took me off my high blood pressure medication. She also took me off my diabetes medication 2 months ago. And she said, today I am no longer diabetic. So he literally reversed his diabetes, like something he caused from eating unhealthy and neglecting himself. He was able to reverse it by quitting drinking, exercising, and eating clean in just 6 months. Like, pay attention, you guys. You think that you can't change. Anybody listening to this right now, you can take control of your life. But my question to you is, are you going to wait until you're about to die? Are you going to wait until your wife leaves you? Are you going to wait until you have to check into rehab? Like, what is it going to take to get you to wake the fuck up, right? So listen to this. My doctor tested my liver on a scale of F1 to F5. This individual, Sean, was an F4 at his worst, okay? that's testing something to do with, I believe, white blood cells. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but it's basically showing that his liver was deteriorating and falling apart because of his drinking. So it says, I struggled so hard for 2 years to quit drinking, but in the past 6 months, just by quitting drinking in the past 6 months, he brought his liver test down to F2. She said she's not sure, the doctor, if Sean Numkunna can reach F1 because of all the damage he's done to his body, but he's still going to try. So look at the transformation that Sean's gone through in the last 6 months by just committing to being his best self, like committing to not drinking, committing to eating healthy, committing to exercise. And he did this because he was now in a community where he was supported, where he was encouraged. He wasn't hanging around his old buddies who were drinking and just neglecting their health. He was in a new environment with men that he wanted to emulate, men that he could look up to, men that were supporting him, men who are exercising every day, men who are eating healthy, men who are committing to sobriety, men who are committing to being the best versions of themselves for their families. And it's literally a night and day transformation. Now, he still had to do the work. He had to find the strength within himself to say no to the alcohol. He had to find the strength within himself to get up every day and work out and run and do the things that you just heard him sharing that he was doing. But look at the transformation that's taking place because he was in the right environment. Look, you guys, this message for all of you who are struggling to make a change. You can change your bad ways. You can change your bad habits. You can change things about you that you don't like. You can become the person that you want to be, but it's going to require a different course of action. If you think still hanging around the same people is going to suddenly help you change, it's not. If you think that just trying without putting yourself in a new environment or making radical changes to how you're living is going to get you the transformation, it's not. Oftentimes, we have to commit to a lot of different things in our lives and really be willing to make sacrifices in order to transform our lives for the better. You know, your old friend circle, you might have to distance yourself from them. Your old eating habits, you're going to have to change your eating habits. Your inability to get up and go to the gym or exercise. You have to recognize the person you want to be does things differently, okay? That person does things differently. Now, what's it going to take for you, though? This is the thing, man. It's deeper than just these surface level type of things that we're discussing here. You have to find something deep within your heart and soul, your spirit, that's going to get you to change. Are you going to wait until the doctor tells you you're dying like Sean did? Are you going to wait until something tragic happens to a family member? Are you going to wait until you're broke? Are you going to wait until you're just suicidal and you want to blow your brains out? Like, what is it going to take? Here's the thing about humans. We typically don't want to change until we're forced to change. But oftentimes it's too late. If you wait until you're forced to change, think about all the things that you're going to lose or miss out on in your life. Think about the relationships, the people you love. Think about what's at stake for you. Think about what's at stake for you and recognize that right here, right now, you have the ability to commit to being a new version of yourself. You have the ability to make a decision that's going to transform your life for the better for years to come. And if you don't, you might never get that chance again. You don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. You don't know what the doctor's going to tell you at that next visit. You don't know what's going on in your relationship with your wife. She might be ready to leave your ass, right? What about your kids? What kind of person are they growing up seeing? Like, you guys, find that pain within you, fabricate it even. Think of the worst case scenarios. Imagine a life without your loved ones. Imagine going to the doctor, finding out you're dying. Imagine waking up unable to use your legs and suddenly, you know, you're paralyzed from the waist down. Something tragic happened. Fabricate this in your mind and use that fear, use that pain to drive your ass to take the positive actions today to change your life for the better. Look it, you're all capable, but most of you aren't trying hard enough. You could do so much more in your life. You could be such a source of inspiration for the people around you. You could be that one person that they look to when they need somebody that they could count on. You could be that role model for your loved ones, for your community, for people at work, but it's gonna require you to give more effort. Don't be that person that half-assed their life and then get to the end and wish you had a second chance, because there's no do-overs. Your time is now.